Chapter 13. At the Cross. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Mark 2, verse 5. In my dream, I saw Christian continuing his journey. Along the way, which was now going uphill, were walls. That was for safety. Thus Christian was protected. The walls were called salvation, a beautiful name. Salvation is true happiness. This true happiness was promised to Christian forever. That was a blessing for him. Still, he struggled greatly because of the heavy burden on his back. Climbing took much effort. He tried to keep walking, but it seemed as if the burden became heavier and heavier. Finally, he arrived at a high place. At the top was a cross. A little lower was a grave. When Christian came to the cross, I saw something wonderful happen. The heavy burden which he had to carry all the time suddenly slid off his back. It fell down, rolled through the opening of the grave, and fell into it. After this, I did not see it any more. Now Christian became very joyful. He shouted for joy. The Lord Jesus gave me peace through his suffering. He gave me life through his death. Oh, how happy he was! He stood there for a little while, deep in thought. Here he wanted to pause for a moment. What a miracle! What a miracle! He only looked at the cross, and his burden fell off immediately. That great, heavy burden, he was rid of it. He looked at the cross again and again. Then he began to cry, and tears streamed down his cheeks. Suddenly he saw three shining people coming toward him. "Peace be unto you," sounded their friendly greeting. The first one said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." The second one came very close to him and took off his old filthy clothes. Then he clothed him with different garments. The third one first put a mark on his forehead, a sign, and after this gave him a rolled-up paper. On the roll was a seal. When you are on your journey again, you may read in that roll, Christian, and at the end of the journey you must hand it in at the celestial gate, he said. Then they went away again. Christian was so happy that he leaped for joy three times. He began to sing. Thus far did I come, laden with my sin, nor could aught ease the grief that I was in, till I came hither. What a place is this! Must here be the beginning of my bliss? Must here the burden fall off from my back? Must here the strings that bound it to me crack? Blessed cross, blessed sepulchre, blessed rather be the man that there was put to shame for me. Explanation. Committing sin is something terrible, because God is good and holy. He cannot see sin. We offend him every day with our many sins. Our sins must be severely punished. We deserve eternal punishment. We cannot take that punishment away. That burden is too heavy, for we are but weak people. Also, we sin again and again. Still, God wants to dwell with his people again. When the world did not yet exist, his plan was already formed. He already knew his children. He knew who he was going to save. He also knew then how filthy they were. He saw that they could never come to God anymore. But he already thought out a way to make things right. He gave his son, the Lord Jesus. I will bear the punishment, Father, the Lord Jesus said. And he did. He became man. He suffered for the sins of his people. He died on the cross of Golgotha. The Lord Jesus could take the punishment away, for he was not an ordinary person, but he was the Son of God. There, on the cross, everything was made right for his people. This is certain, for he also arose from the dead. But is it then right in our hearts too? No, we need the Holy Spirit for that. The Lord Jesus also takes care of that in the life of his children. At the Father's time, the Holy Spirit will teach them everything. He shows them how grievously they sinned. He teaches them that they deserved hell. He shows them the only way to get rid of their sins. What a wonder if a child of God may tell about it. When I may see him on the cross, the burden falls off my shoulders and my sins are gone. The Father will also tell me, your sins are forgiven. The Son then takes off my filthy clothing and makes my filthy, sinful heart new again. Then I am clean. The Holy Spirit takes care that I know for a certainty that my sins are forgiven. It is as if I receive a sign from him, and he is saying, you are my child. The Lord wants to teach me these things through his word. When that happens, my joy is so great that I could sing forever.